Pacifica's absolutely free forum for the expression of a wide range of opinion often serves the function of the Socratic gadfly, as in this excerpt from a commentary by James Higgins.
Now, this conference held by the State Department took place at a particularly unfortunate time. It took place about within 3 or 4 days after the whole invasion of Cuba had blown up, or had been blown up, you might say. Well, I listened to Dean Rusk. I'm really not supposed to say this. I listened to the first speaker for about 20 minutes, and I had within me all the awe and regard which is developed in the American young person for government, for authority, and so forth. And after a while, I felt, listening to this, what was coming off the platform, I thought, well, I'm not sure that these guys are really know a great deal more than I and my friends know with the reading that we can do about this whole situation. And one reason, of course, I felt this way is that there was a very direct and very straightforward confession made at the very beginning, see, about the whole Cuba thing. This high State Department authority said, our intelligence on Cuba was highly inaccurate. Well, he said, to be very truthful about it, it was 100% wrong. Now, let me tell you something that happened a day later. You see, this was a Monday and a Tuesday conference. A day later, a person who has a very high responsibility for gathering and passing on intelligence was speaking to us. And somebody got up and asked him, Mr. So-and-so, well, I don't know, you know, exactly what to call him, because I can't call him by his right name. Let's say we call him Mr. Flush. We say, look, Mr. Flush, this person said, look, Mr. Flush, we heard yesterday upon the highest authority that the intelligence from Cuba was inaccurate, unreliable, and unsound. Well, it was told to us that it was 100% wrong, and we'd like to have your comment on this. So, Mr. Flush, he said he couldn't imagine anybody in the government, in the high places of government, saying anything of this sort at all, that naturally the intelligence which his men and agents had gathered was sound and was reliable and had been validated and evaluated and processed and screened and passed on through a number of, you know, committees and things of this sort. And he just couldn't imagine. And it was all very, very, very accurate. So, there was a woman editor who was in the crowd. She was down around the first row, and she got up and she said, yeah, well, look, but Mr. Flush, if that's all accurate, what went wrong? So he paused at this stage and looked around and threw up his hands, and he really seemed to think that this woman editor had asked a question which had really no bearing on the subject at hand. And he said, yes, he said, what went wrong? Well, he said, a committee has been set up to study this problem, and when they get the answers, I will only be too glad to pass them along to you.